Megan Weber is an extension educator, aquatic invasive species, with the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center. And there's a new program being offered through the University of Minnesota Extension to teach regular citizens, that would be people like me, how to identify and report aquatic invasive species. And here to talk about it is Megan Weber. She education extension educator, excuse me, with the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center. Good afternoon, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, they chose me to talk to you because on a regular basis, I have interviewed our local aquatic invasive species person, Amanda Weberg, many times about this. But this is a new program that people like me and others that are interested in keeping our pretty pristine waters as pristine as possible here in Cook County, kind of up to speed. So first of all, tell me all about the program. This is quite a bit. I mean, if you're going to participate in this, there's a lot to do here.
Yes, we make sure people are well prepared for what we're asking of them. So the new program is called AIS Detectors, and this is a partnership program between the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center and University of Minnesota Extension. And we've developed a really great, fun training for, like you had mentioned, just regular Minnesotans to learn all that they can about aquatic invasive species. So we have, there's an online portion to the training to get started with, and once you finish that, you join us at one of our 6 workshops across the state and are in for a really fun, interactive day. So you'll learn all about aquatic ecology, invasive species biology and distribution, identification and how to report new invasive species occurrences, and everything from there to what the laws are in Minnesota and what we're asking of you as a volunteer.
Well, there's a whole list of these workshops, but I want to call attention to our local listeners. There was one in Duluth on the 1st of June. That'll give people time to think about whether or not they want to do this. Now, you're an educator in the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center. Now, tell me a little bit about what the center itself does.
Sure. So the center really focuses on finding research-based solutions to the invasive species problem in Minnesota. So that takes a number of different roles. There's lots of people who do really great and exciting research about control and invasive species biology, so we can figure out more about management from that. And then it even takes a turn kind of in the area where I am, where they partner with Extension to do the outreach and make sure that everyone else is learning all of the great things that are happening and getting kind of that cutting edge research as soon as possible.
Well, this is aquatic invasive species is beyond spiny water fleas. So tell me about both the vegetation and the little creatures that clog everybody's water systems, zebra mussels. So how many invasive species do we have in this state?
There's a number, especially if you generalize it into terrestrial invasive species as well. It's more than I care to count, unfortunately. The program that we have, we've focused in on some of the very high priority species in 3 different categories. So there's fish, plants, and invertebrates. So in the fish, we're focusing in on ruff, round goby, silver carp, and bighead carp. And for the invertebrates, you get a chance to learn about zebra mussels and quagga mussels, as well as rusty crayfish and spiny water flea, all of which tend to be somewhat of a problem up in your area.
Yeah, that's right.
And then finally for plants, we focus on 3 different species. So there's Eurasian water milfoil, and starry stonewort, which is a pretty new invader to Minnesota. And then we've also included one that's not yet found in Minnesota, and that's hydrilla. But it's one that we really want to keep our eye out for. It's arguably one of the worst invasive aquatic plants. We really want to make sure people know what to look for and that they were able to report it as soon as they found it, if it were to appear here.
Yeah, well, the rusty crayfish, we had so many of them here that we had a rusty crayfish fry last year. Or boil,
yes.
I guess is what it was.
And that's one way to work against the problem, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a great success, but I think they've learned how to cook the things since then. But anyway, so the public has an opportunity to learn how to identify these things. So walk me through what that is and how, if I wanted to become an AIS detector, what would I need to do?
Yeah, so first you would want to find your way to our website, which is www.aisdetectors.org. And from there, you can read a little bit more about the programs, but there's also links to register, and you'll register based on which workshop you'd like to attend. So likely for your listeners, that'll be our June 1st workshop in Duluth. Once you've registered, you get information on how to enroll into our online training. And the online training is broken up into about 6 different modules with shorter video chapters. And it's something that you can do on your own time and at your own pace. The videos range from about 2 minutes to no more than, I think, 11 minutes. So it's really easy to kind of break it up and fit it into your schedule or, you know, whatever your learning style might be. From there, once you finish that online training, you'll join us at the workshop, and it's a full day. But I'll quote one bit of feedback we got on our evaluation last year, which was no boredom whatsoever. So people were really enjoying the day. We really tried to make it really active and fun for people who came in. And we'll feed you, too, so you won't go hungry.
Well, that's always important for people here in Cook County. So how long has this program been in effect, or is this an inaugural?
This is our second year in operation. Uh-huh. So we launched last year. We certified 121 detectors across the state. So we've gone back and made some adjustments from the feedback we got there, and we're really excited about those updates and the new iteration of the program coming out. So
speaking of feedback, what did you learn from the other participants?
So people really enjoyed it. We got some really great feedback about the class, what the things that people plan to do with that. And I actually pulled our numbers, or had one of my coworkers was able to pull this for me on kind of what's been happening with that group of people since they were certified. So the first workshop would have been in April of 2017. So almost a full calendar year now. And volunteers have so far put in 2,171 hours of service as it relates to aquatic invasive species in the state, which is just great. They've found all kinds of really fun and unique things to do. Some of them have helped staff booths at county fairs and water festivals and such. There's people who do monitoring on their own lakes or who have started up their own monitoring programs. We have some who have participate in some other programs of ours. We have one called Starry Trek, which will be happening again this year, where people can go to a county and help us find starry stonewort and some other invaders. But again, just like a really great mix of hands-on activities. And we even had people who got a chance to head out on the boat with some of the researchers at MACIRC and be directly involved in the research happening there.
Well, who would be interested in this? Do you need to have a background in biology or anything like this?
You do not. We have it set up to train anyone from any background. So really, as long as you want to get involved, you are over the age of 18, or I should say 18 or over, and are kind of passionate about Minnesota waters, then this is a great program for you.
Well, okay, so what's the center hope to learn from all of this and what you couldn't do otherwise? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of volunteers out there in the field having a lot to do with this kind of activity, and because we see them with our soil and water people using volunteers for lake testing and this sort of thing. But how is this going to help you in your work and in your research?
Sure. So some of the volunteer work that happens is really out there to just improve things that are happening in the state. So that's kind of the hands-on type activities. The big things that they do that help contribute to research are when volunteers are doing surveys for aquatic invasive species, they can enter that data into a database, and it helps us better understand the current distribution of the various invasive species that we have. There's also, again, I'll refer to the Starry Trek event that we held, which a large number of our detectors also participate in. And that particular event, volunteers discovered a new occurrence of starry stonewort in our state. And they were able to find it very early in the invasion stage, which is really great news, because that meant that The Lake Association was able to work with Minnesota DNR and kind of come up with a rapid response plan on what they were going to do about that new invasion.
So it sounds to me like you're going to gather quite a bit of information. You've already got, 100 and how many people?
121 certified in 2017. Yes.
That's a pretty good start.
It's a great start. We're really happy with our first year. So we're looking forward to a strong 2018, too.
Okay, now, there is a fee for this. It's not a great deal of money, and there is some scholarships available. All that information, I am assuming, is going to be at the website, right?
That's correct.
Well, before I let you go, hit me with the website again so that we can send people your way.
Great. Yes, we hope to see you at our workshops. And if you'd like to join us, the website again is www.aisdetectors.org.
Okay, one more thing before you go. Are we winning a battle here against invasive species, or are we kind of going to be treading water?
You know, I think it's really easy to feel kind of down and pessimistic about it, but I would say that the state really is improving on how we're handling aquatic invasive species and getting better and better every year at preventing the spread. So we're making good strides, and this program is another way to just kind of help boost that effort.
Well, I'm glad to hear that from you, because that's what we've heard from our coordinator here in the county, that there has been a considerable change of direction in terms of and cooperation. This is just one more way of getting the citizenry involved beyond just washing their boats. So we've been speaking with I just lost my notes, dear. Megan Weber is who we're speaking with. I want to get your title down correctly. You are an extension educator with the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center, right?
Yes, and University of Minnesota Extension. Yep.
Okay. Website again is
www.aisdetectors.org.
Worth looking into. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks again for having me.
You bet, Megan.